Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, the virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. On coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of the kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will shadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, also have conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. We, at the beginning of the Mass, we say the prayer. So we ask, we confess our Redeemer to be God and man. We merit to become particular even in his divine nature. That means to say, Jesus become man. Now we, human being, share his life. In a particular way, when we receive the Eucharist, is the body of Christ. So when we receive the body of Christ, we partake the nature of Jesus also. We become all divinized. We become one nature in a sense, because we share the life of Christ. So this is the biggest mystery. God become man, and man share divine nature of God, because through the Eucharist we share his life. This is my body. It's shared with us. His body, divine and human. So we also share his divinity. So it's a big mystery. Only human beings have this spirit to share this divine life. So we thank the Lord that we have to live up to this call, not just by name. We have to live like Jesus, because Jesus come and follow me, follow his footpath. His life is always, every moment, nothing else but to share his life, his love for all human beings. He loves all. No exception. Only the first one to love. When we say we belong to him or we share his life, then we have to live his calling. That he's called us to love as he did. How he loved? He loved unconditionally, always being the first one to love.